Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark, and thanks for listening to this Texans Today podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. It's Monday, December 7th, and the Texans are coming off a 23-18 loss to the Jacksonville Jaguars on the road. And after the game yesterday in Jacksonville, defensive end Mario Williams talked about the loss and just how disappointing it is.
Andre, when asked about the playoffs being almost out of reach now, almost, he said it's a terrible feeling. How would you describe?
Same way. We fought so hard. We practiced so hard. We just got to get that play. We're playing short, in the last few weeks, and, we just got to turn around.
In the last series, y'all had to stop them to get the offense back on the field. Y'all done a pretty good job in the second half. What happened in that last series?
It was just, he was bouncing off guys. We were there. We were there to make plays. We just didn't get them stopped short. He kept running, and, guys just kept bouncing off of him. We were there, but, we just got to make the tackles.
How frustrating is this right now for you, Mario?
Like we said, it's just, for it to, really being, it was already, nail-biting time, but now it's do or die. So, we just have to go out and play hard and just try to get a victory.
Also answering questions yesterday in Jacksonville, tight end Joel Dreesen, who said they haven't given up hope despite the long shot of still making the playoffs.
How frustrating is that? You're wide open in the back of the end zone. Just the way we saw you guys practice it, and then Chris gets hit just as he throws the ball. What should have been a touchdown goes the other way. That's got to be incredibly frustrating.
Yeah, it's tough right now. Like you said, in practice, we did it a number of times, and we had the look we wanted, and it went exactly how it went in practice. We connected twice on it in practice, and, he just got hit and just didn't get enough air under it, seems like, and very frustrating right now.
Kind of a microcosm of the way this season has gone. Opportunities have been there, and then just didn't pan out.
Yeah, like I said, very frustrating. Offensively we had our chances, and like you said, the turnovers continue to plague this team, and it's tough right now. We'll figure it out though. We will.
So what do you do going forward? Just continue to. This loss pretty much means that the playoffs are out. So what's the most important thing for this team going forward, do you think?
Most importantly is just ending this four-game skid and finding a way to win a football game. It is the NFL. You never know what can happen. I wouldn't say, maybe, who knows. But 9-7's got it in before. But right now we're focusing on getting a win and, ending this four-game skid.
All-pro wideout Andre Johnson scored a touchdown in the contest and cracked the 1,000-yard barrier for receiving in a season for the fourth time in his career. But those accomplishments did not ease the sting of the loss to Jacksonville.
The way this game went has just been the tale of our whole season. So, that's pretty much it.
Are you sitting here shocked, numb? How do you describe what's happening inside you?
It's frustrating. I don't know. I really can't describe it. You put so much work into something, and you just keep coming up short. So it just comes a point to where you just say to yourself, when is it going to end? At the same time, you just have to take a look at yourself. We all have to take a look at ourselves and see where we hurt our team at, during the game. And, I know it sounds like a broken record, but you just have to find some way to try to fix
it. Your head coach is going to be heavily criticized again, and you've heard this before. What are your thoughts about that? A lot's going to be pointed at his feet.
Like I said before, that's part of the job. Like I said before, he can't go out there and play for us. He can't go out and, make the plays. We have to make them. And all the coaches do is make the decisions. And, we have to go out and execute it.
Since now it'll take a miracle to get in the postseason, what are your feelings about that, Andre?
It's a terrible feeling because, you have expectations, before the season, everyone saying this is the year. And once again, me, this being my seventh season, you never think it'll take this long to get to that point. And you just have to you know, just keep fighting until you accomplish that goal.
Andre, with the kind of offensive weapons you have, you foremost among those, should you be trying trick plays in that situation when they made the decision to have Chris throw that halfback?
Well, I really can't say what should be called or when it should be called. All I do is run the play that is called in the huddle. So, it felt good about the play. You know, the play worked real well for us in practice. But, unfortunately, it didn't happen that way in the game.
How hard is it going to be playing out the rest of this year? The playoff hopes are pretty much dead.
I don't think it'll be hard to play because football is a game that I love to play. So I don't think it'll be hard to play. You just try to, you know, when I'm out playing, I don't know how it is for everyone else. But when I'm out playing football, you know, I look at it as a great opportunity. And, I just try to cherish every moment of it, you know, that I'm out on the field, because you never know when it could be your last time out there. So it won't be hard for me. I'll still be able to go out and play.
We thank you again for listening to this Texans Today podcast and want you to keep it right here at HoustonTexans.com to find out everything you could ever want to know about the Houston Texans, cheerleaders, coaches, and much, much more. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.